Pianist Jeffrey Siegel is one busy fellow. He goes all over the world with his keyboard conversations. And he is in Philadelphia for a special performance tonight at the Kimmel Center. Welcome,
indeed,
Jeffrey.
Indeed. Wonderful to be back at WRTI. I should explain, the keyboard conversation is essentially a concert with commentary. It's not a lecture with musical examples. It's a concert with prefatory commentary. Every work on the program is performed in its entirety. And prior to the performance of each piece, I speak to the audience in non-technical language. And I do this with the hope that whatever I say, Kevin, about the piece of music they're about to hear, will make the listening experience more than just sitting there and absorbing sound, and also make it an attractive and inviting experience for somebody who may not have heard these pieces 100 times before. And the program tonight, which is 7:30 at the Kimmel Center, is, I think, a very appropriate one. It's celebrating Leonard Bernstein, a birthday bash, as everybody, I think, who's had his ear to the musical ground knows, this is the 100th birthday year for Bernstein. So we're going to have some works of his that are very well known, excerpts from West Side Story and the Candide Overture. We're also going to have some things that are off the beaten track, showing a more intimate side of this composer, the anniversaries for the piano that he wrote throughout his life. And we'll also have music of the two American composers that I believe most influenced him, Aaron Copland, who, as you know, is like a father figure for Mr. Bernstein, and George Gershwin, who Bernstein admired greatly. That's the program for this evening.
And what about the program right now?
Well, I would like to play some of the excerpts of West Side Story that I'll be playing tonight. Of course, this music was written to be danced to and to be sung, and it's a valid question. Can the music exist on its own? And as you know, Mr. Bernstein answered that question in 1961 and made an orchestral suite of excerpts from West Side Story, and I've made a piano suite, and here are a couple of the excerpts from it. Thank you.
Pianist Jeffrey Siegel, live in our WRTI performance studio, playing music of Leonard Bernstein.
I know the last chord leaves one hanging in the air, and yes, there's more to come. I play the whole excerpts this evening's concert, but that gives you an idea. It's amazing. This is music written 60 years ago, and we love it just as much now as when it was premiered.
You not only play, but as you said before, with keyboard conversations, you talk about the music, which was something that I guess Leonard Bernstein found interesting, to say the least.
Yes, the last conversation I had with him was the difficulty musicians have talking about music. We're trained to communicate, as he pointed out, in tones, not words about tones. And that's a very different matter. And I've been at this for, I'm amazed to say, 50 years. And it's a challenge when you know you have an audience made up of people of all ages and people of all listening experience, the avid music lover and the person who's coming in for his first, if you will, classical music concert. And you want to reach all of them. And it's many years in developing the format, and definitely he was the inspiration for it.
And you do this all over the world. And you said you're going to London soon.
Yes, with my Chicago accent.
How is it received? What is the makeup of the audiences? Are there young people, or is it mostly seasoned music lovers?
I would say young people of all ages. And what's so touching for me is that I'm getting a lot of senior citizens who will say, you know, I know I'm missing something not to have Beethoven in my life, but I've been looking for what somebody would call a gentle inoculation into the joys of classical music. So I'm happy to say a lot of young people, but young people of all ages, I think this is important, who view the keyboard conversations as user-friendly, and it's a welcoming format. And it's very gratifying to watch the audiences grow for these programs in the various cities in which I do them.
And that's something that Leonard Bernstein was famous for.
It was a real cause with him. He wanted to, as he put it, infect people with the transformative power of music. This was such a cause for him. And I'm so grateful that I had the time with him that I did, and he was complimentary about what I'm doing.
He took a little credit for it, too.
And deservedly so. Deservedly so.
What's next on the program today?
Well, I've made a piano arrangement of the Candide Overture, which is music played by the orchestra itself. There's no singing and dancing here. And it is one of the most frequently played American orchestral works. It's filled with dazzling upbeat spirit and charm and wit, and it deserves the popularity that it has. This is the Overture to Candide.
Pianist Jeffrey Siegel live in our WRTI performance studio with a version of Candide you're not likely to hear anywhere else. A solo piano version. It's quite something. The voicing and all of that is...
Thank you. It's marvelous. It brings a smile to one's face. Gives one hope and optimism, and that's one of the joys of the piece, yes.
We haven't heard a version like that probably since Bernstein himself composed it on the piano,
probably,
right?
Probably, yes.
Yes, yes. So we have a lot of anniversaries besides just the 100th anniversary of Leonard Bernstein. Tell us about the other things that we were talking about earlier.
Well, one of the programs I'm doing this year is... commemorating Rachmaninoff and Debussy. This is the 100th anniversary of Debussy's death and the 75th anniversary of Rachmaninoff's death. And on that particular program, I play pieces that they wrote in the first decade of the 20th century. They're absolute contemporaries, and yet their music is completely different from one another. And it's fabulous, the language of music and how it's used. But getting back to Bernstein, one does not need an anniversary to celebrate a great composer. And it was my pleasure to know Samuel Barber and Aaron Copland and Mr. Bernstein, and they all said the same thing. We just want our music to survive. And I think their music will survive, absolutely.
And what's next? What are you playing now?
For this very extrovert composer, Mr. Bernstein, he wrote some very intimate, very personal anniversaries for the piano. These show a much more, if you will, introspective side of this very extrovert personality. Each one of these anniversaries is dedicated to a person who was close to him, family member, a friend, a fellow composer. And they're very short, yet each one creates its own mood. I'm going to play the one to Aaron Copland and to Mr. Bernstein's wife, Felicia, and then to Helen Coates, who was his personal secretary for many years, and that's in memoriam. So three anniversaries of Leonard Bernstein. Thank you.
Very personal work by Leonard Bernstein, Anniversaries.
And I, in the program tonight, at the Keyboard Conversation, I talk a bit about the relationship he had with each person. I should also mention that on the program tonight is an unpublished piano piece of Mr. Bernstein's that his biographer, Humphrey Burton, gave to me, and there's an interesting story about that. And also the solo piano arrangement that Gershwin made of Rhapsody in Blue is on our program tonight. Why Rhapsody in Blue and the connection with Mr. Bernstein, I talk about that in the course of the evening. But Rhapsody in Blue, as you know, became so popular in 1924 when it was premiered for piano and jazz band that the next year Gershwin made a solo piano arrangement of it so that he could play it without having to drag an orchestra around with him all the time. And so it's a very interesting and I think wonderfully attractive program tonight. And with the keyboard conversation concert with commentary, it's a most inviting musical happening.
Well, Jeffrey, thank you very much for being our guest today.
Thank you for inviting me.